Welcome to the Direct Sellers Podcast, the podcast for direct sellers who are ready to get uncomfortable, build their business, and grow a team while changing the face of the direct sales industry. I'm your host, Rachel Perry. Join me as we get real and talk about all the things you need to kick some serious direct sales booty. From overcoming limiting beliefs to sharing the exact strategies you need to attract the right people who become customers and beg to join your team. I've got you covered, girl. I'm going to be your new BFF when it comes to balancing life and kids while building your direct sales business with poise, peace of mind, and of course, a good set of fake eyelashes. Let's get started. Hello, my beautiful friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast. I'm Rachel Perry, your host, and I am so excited to be here. Today, we are diving into the age-old topic. Really, it's not age-old. I don't know why I said that. Home parties versus online parties. Oh, yes, we are going there, my friend. And here's why. Here's why. I just got off a call with a big leader in Norwex, and she was sharing with me how her whole team of like tens of thousands do parties and how these parties are producing great results. Now, obviously, everyone on her team doesn't do parties all the time because, hello, like, that's just statistics for you, right? I love how I'm like, that's statistics for you, like I'm an expert, because I'm not. But anyway, here's the thing. We have been through so many changes in this industry. Y'all know I started in 2006. I have been in this industry for a very, very long time. I've seen things, y'all. I've seen things that used to work, don't work, and then they work again. We are in an industry that is ever-changing. We're in a world that's ever-changing. And I started my business in 2006, and the focus was home parties because Facebook was just starting back then. There were no such thing as Facebook parties. Zoom didn't exist then, at least that I know of. Like, it was a very different time. And home parties were the way that you ran your business. Now, home parties are when you take your product to someone's home, that person invites all their friends, they come, you have a good time, they look at your product or you demonstrate it, whatever you sell, depending on what you sell, you do a whole little spiel, you get more bookings, you get sales, and done and done, okay? I play games at my parties. I loved home parties. I loved them so much. I got tired of them at the end, which is why at the time we were teaching Facebook parties, but I also had three young kids. And so I was tired. I had been doing home parties for at least 4 or 5 years and I was tired. And it was getting harder and harder for me to live my life and work and take care of these three babies, right? And it might be hard for you if you have a full-time job or if you have little ones at home. And that might be why the online parties or the Facebook parties were a great option for you, because you could stay at home, still show your product, still make money, and not have to leave the house. And that's why Facebook parties or online parties are so great for that reason. The problem is things have changed and things aren't quite the way they used to be. And as a result, online parties aren't working as much. People are tired of the online parties. People aren't necessarily sitting on their computer as much anymore. They're always on their phone, but they don't want to necessarily be in an online party, right? So across the board in this industry, people are not getting as great results as they were with online parties even 4 years ago, 3 years ago. Okay, things have changed. I look at it as like after the pandemic and before the pandemic, things were different. It just is what it is. Things have changed. Society changes. Human behavior changes. This is just what's happening. We're all evolving. We're adjusting, adapting to the world. So I think, and listen, this could be wrong. But what I've seen is the online parties had a shorter shelf life than, say, home parties. And again, I'm not saying that online parties, Facebook parties, however you want it, whatever platform you use, are out and are not working, but they're not as effective as they used to be. It used to be that home parties weren't as effective as they used to be. I do wonder if they're making a comeback. The jury is still out on that, but I have definitely spoken to a good number of people who are having success with home parties. And they may have stopped doing home parties for a while, went to online parties, are now going back to home parties, and they are seeing results. So today I kind of want to dive into like the pros and cons of both and maybe help you come up with a plan or a solution to where your business is now and kind of help you decide whether or not this is for you, right? Like maybe home parties are for you, maybe they're not. And maybe you're listening to this and you are not with a party plan company, and that's okay. If you don't have, and when I say a party plan company, party plan companies generally have things in place where someone can actually get a link to their own party and then get rewards for however many orders are placed in their party. So hostess rewards. So if they spend $500, they get, you know, 20% of that in free product plus two free items or something like that. And it's usually a tiered table type thing. So that's what I mean when I'm saying party plan companies, companies that are, the model is such that people who host parties are rewarded. If you're not with a party plan company, that doesn't mean you can't do parties. It's just going to look a little different. The rewards are going to have to come from you, and that makes it a little bit more complicated. Now, can you build a business and not have parties? 100%. And I teach that. I teach you how to build a business without being reliant on parties. In fact, I have a freebie that is my parties optional profit plan for direct sellers, because you don't have to rely on parties. And if you want that, just go to rachelaperry.com/no-parties and you can grab that, or you can just DM me at Rachel A. Perry and I'll send it to you. So parties are not a necessity, but for today's episode, I really want to dive into it and have this discussion, because the thing is, if you can do parties, if people are attending, whether they be online, virtual, in person, they are a really great way of getting in front of a large group of people at one time. They are a great way for getting out of your circle of people. They're a great way to network. They're a great way to meet new people. They're a great way to kind of expand your business. Okay. Now, a lot of you might be thinking, oh, not in-person parties. I don't want to go back there. And I get that, because it's a lot of effort. It's an energetic effort. It's physical effort. If you have to drive to the place, you know, take all your product, whatever. I remember my husband loading up the trunk of my minivan with my like two jewelry bags and the tablecloth and the stands, and there was so much, right? And it got tiring, especially if I had to drive, you know, a long way to get to the parties. It became frustrating, especially if people didn't show up. And I think after a while, I was like, all right, I don't know if I have the energy for this anymore. I am sleep deprived. I have a baby at home. This is not working like it used to. But when it does work, it can be amazing. So I think if you want to give home parties a try, I think the first thing to look at is, what days do you want to do this? Like, set boundaries for yourself, set boundaries for your family, set boundaries in your calendar. Maybe offer them one or two nights a week. Have a distance. You will only go 10 miles or you will only go 15 miles. You will not go farther than that, because time is money. And I remember for the longest time, I would drive crazy far away just so I could have a party. And then they would end up being total duds, because either the hostess didn't invite people or people just didn't want to come. That is defeating. So I want you, if you decide home parties, you want to give home parties a try again, and please understand I'm saying home parties because that's a name, a title we can all understand. You do not need to refer to them as home parties. When you're inviting someone or you're inviting people to your house to have your own home party, or you are asking people if they'd like to host their own, I wouldn't call it a party. I would call it something else. Someone in my program sells Scentsy, and she calls hers a sip and sniff. So they come and sip wine and they can sit, you know, smell all the different scents. Maybe I have someone else who sells Tula 12 and she offers workshops, planning workshops. So there are so many different things that you can offer that are sound so much more enjoyable than party. Do you want to host a party? Yeah, no. Okay. We need to eliminate that word. But I do think there is a tremendous power in connecting with people in person. For so long, we couldn't do that. And for so long, we still sit behind computers. We still, human connection isn't like it used to be. And I think maybe that's why some home parties, some people are having success with home parties, is because there's that connection piece that people are missing and they need. I noticed that I used to go out all the time with friends and I just don't anymore. It's almost like I prefer to be home comfortable with my family, but I feel so good and so happy when I've connected with people in person. And so I've made this commitment to myself to push myself out of my comfort zone and get back out hanging out with my friends, because we need that. That's good for our soul. And I would imagine there are plenty of other people in that same position, which is another reason home parties may well be making a comeback. Now, the online parties, virtual parties, things like that, I think it's important to remember there is definitely this exhaustion, I think, around the whole thing. They may not be as successful because people aren't as excited about them. They're not getting that connection piece. They're the same old, same old. Everyone's doing them. People were invited to millions of them all the time. They get tired of them and they're just not as fun because that connection piece isn't like it used to be. You know, back in 2015, people loved Facebook parties because they were new. You could connect with people. Everyone was on Facebook. It was all good. But things have changed. And so that connection piece tends to not be there. And you know that if you see that you don't have a lot of interaction in your parties or a lot of engagement, a lot of excitement. Does that mean that they don't work? No, no, not at all. It's just they don't work like they used to. And if you are putting all this time and effort into these parties that are not producing results, I'm going to encourage you to look at a different model. Maybe home parties is it. Maybe it's not parties at all. Maybe it's taking your business in a different direction. It's looking to see how you can serve your ideal customer in a better way. So let's say with the online parties, let me touch on this a little bit. I think online parties were so successful in the beginning and for a while because people liked not having to leave their houses. They liked the idea, especially the direct sellers, loved that they could run one or two or three parties at a time, at the same time, and make good money. That was great. You didn't have to leave your house. You could do it in your pajamas. Party in your PJs. Yes, please. But what happened is, as that became noisy, that space became noisy, it became harder and harder to get people to show up and harder to get people to engage and harder to get people to buy and to tell people about the business. And so as that has changed, it's become more difficult to get the results that you want. So if you're spending a lot of time on those parties and you're not getting results, I would encourage you, like I said earlier, to kind of look at other options. So let's say you kind of want to dive into this home party arena. The home parties do not need or should not be the parties of 1996. They should not be the parties of 2006. They need to be the parties of 2024. So what are people looking for? What does your bestie, your ideal customer, what is she looking for? Okay, what does she want? So I shared that one of my students calls her parties a sip and sniff. Okay, that's so fun. Go have some wine. Let's do some wine. I guess you need to probably be really clear on what you're sniffing. Oh, I'm cracking myself up. But you really do, that it sounds fun, right? It needs to be fun. It needs to be light. It needs to be easy. It needs to be something where people are excited to go and hang out. All right. Now, the old school parties were you go, you lay out your product, you do a little spiel. The spiel is like, here's my story. This is how I did it anyway. Now let me show you some tips and tricks with this jewelry. Now I'm going to talk to, we're going to play a booking game and you can see how much free jewelry you can get when you book your own party. And then at the end, we talk a little bit about the business. Okay. I don't think that'll work anymore. I could be wrong, but I think you need to update it. I think you need to update the whole thing. What do people want now? They want quick. They want easy. They want fun. They want fun. How can you touch on all those pieces and update the way you do these parties? Something to think about. You want to update what you're doing. We can, if this is something that is of interest to you, we can dive into that and talk about what that looks like. We can do a whole episode on doing home parties if that's something that you're interested in. I think we need to recognize that parties are not the only way to grow a business. You can 100% build a business without doing parties. You have to work a little differently and you have to do things that might make you feel a little uncomfortable. That is not cold calling, cold messaging, anything like that. It's not, I just mean when I say get uncomfortable, it just means stretch yourself a little bit. You may have to go live on camera more often. You may have to create content that brings more conversations, starts more conversations. You may have to do things that are just a little different, right? But the point is there are options out there. There are options. You do not have to do parties, but you can also do parties. You just have to be a scientist. You've got to figure out what works for you and be willing to try new things. And if it doesn't work the first time, look at it, go, what didn't work? And then see if you can change some things around. If it still doesn't work, go, okay, I tried that. I'm going to do something else now. This business of yours, it's not, there's not one way fits, one size fits all. It's not a be all end all. It's not like if this doesn't work, then my business is over. It's about trying new things and not being afraid to try new things. So if you've only ever done virtual parties, think about hosting a party at your house. Host an open house. Do something where you go to a restaurant, go to a coffee place and invite people to come and hang out and check out the samples or whatever. Think out of the box and don't be afraid to try new things. You guys, I can't wait to hear from you. I want to know, what is it going to be? What are you going to try next? What is the new thing you're going to try? Or what are you going to tweak in your business? What are you going to be a scientist about this week? I hope this was helpful. I love your face. We will talk soon. All right, friends.
That's it for this episode of the Direct Sellers Podcast, but our fun doesn't have to end now. You'll catch me hanging out over on Instagram between episodes, and I'd love for you to join me. So hop into my DMs. I promise you're not getting any hey girl messages. And I promise I'm not going to be asking you to weirdly buy anything. Send me the message podcast so I can send you my free 90-day action planner, because who doesn't love a good template?